Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Boy, have we got some good word for you. You know, the Bible says this is the victory that overcomes the world,
yes.
Even our faith. Right. Don't look for somebody else's faith to keep you an overcomer. It's your faith. Pastor George is here, and he is going to share some more good stuff
from the
Word of God.
Gloria, it's so good to be with you. I just get so excited being on the broadcast with you. You say the greatest things.
Well, I get excited.
We write them down,
you.
And they're wonderful, the gloriisms.
Yes.
I want to hear more gloriisms.
We have a lot of fun between broadcasts here.
Yeah, we do. Well, I'll tell you, we're growing in our faith. We're developing in our faith, and we're taking these 2 weeks with you, talking about no more limits, enlarging your capacity
yes.
to believe and receive
Amen.
From God,
Amen.
To grow bigger where your faith is concerned. My faith is growing. My faith is developing, Gloria. And over these last few weeks, after listening to some materials that I've been listening to and just studying, and it's like on the inside, there's a growing on the inside that's taking place.
Praise God.
And it really fits the scripture here in Isaiah 54, 2 and 3. It says, enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitation.
Yes.
Spare not.
Stretch
lengthen
forth.
Thy cords, strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and your seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. We are enlarging our capacity
yes,
to believe
amen.
And to receive God. And we want what's on us to jump on you.
Amen.
I mean, it's been busy around here.
Hallelujah.
Things that are going on that between all the things that we're believing God for and the move of God that's taking place. And
really, George, if you want manifestation above what you have, you're going to have to stretch. You're going to have to reach out there and stretch. Is that right or what?
If you want manifestation beyond
what you have.
What you have. If you want manifestation beyond what you have, you're going to have to stretch.
Otherwise, it's going to stay the same.
Otherwise, it's going to stay the same.
Hallelujah.
I made sure I repeated it so the writers can write
it good.
Down
I
and
want
include it in the notes. Gloria, that's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Georgie.
So we are enlarging our capacity to believe God, to receive from God. And
let me just throw this
yeah,
in.
Yeah, please.
I've probably said this before, but when Ken and I first heard the word from Brother Hagin, Ken was going to ORU as a 30-year-old freshman, and we had debts, but we didn't have much money. I mean, we could live from month to month. But we began to hear Brother Hagin, and we were in Tulsa when he had those seminars that were 10 days long, and that started us off. And then, of course, the first one he had was at a church, and I think it was a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever he had a meeting, we never missed.
We were always there.
If it was icy, we'd slip, we'd slide, we'd get there. We wouldn't think about missing the word. We were hungry.
That's how you did it.
And God fed us, and taught us how to walk in the Word. So if you want manifestation, you have to stretch your receiving.
That's right.
Stretch. And how do you receive? You receive from the written Word.
You really...
And from the Word in your heart. But the written Word is what really starts you off.
This is a great setup for what we're talking about.
Good.
And what we'll talk about the next 3 days. We're going to be talking about the power of total immersion.
Yes.
Totally, and that's what you did.
That's
what you and Kenneth did. You completely and totally immersed yourselves in the Word of God.
That's right.
In those meetings with Brother Hagin, I'm sure they were advertised. I'm sure people knew about it, but not everybody went.
I don't think he ever, in those early days, I don't think they ever had to turn people away.
Not
a very big place.
But you made a decision, you and Kenneth made a decision of no return.
That's right.
That you were going to take this word. I believe it was wasn't it Nani that gave, Vanetta, that gave you the tape of Brother Hagin?
Yes.
Reel to reel.
Way back.
You can have what you say.
I think that was right.
And I believe that's the one that just, as I understand it, it put Kenneth under the coffee table. He was so excited about what he was hearing.
He did.
And you started this journey of total immersion. being totally immersed in the Word.
We didn't know that, but we were broke, we were desperate.
Yeah.
We wanted the answer. So that was the obvious thing to do, but we didn't know anything about total immersion. We just knew that we need help.
Well, there's a quote in here. I want to give this quote to you.
Okay.
It was actually Billy Brim was quoting David Barron. And this is point two on your first page. God loves to communicate His absolute limitless goodness to all.
Oh, hallelujah. I believe that.
The only thing that limits Him from imparting His goodness to any human being is that person's capacity to receive.
Yes, that's the truth. I found that to be absolutely true.
There it is right there.
Some people hear the Word, you know, and they think, well, you know, you have to spend time in the Word for it to get in your heart and come out your mouth with power.
Yep.
Get in your ears and your heart. And people think, well, I go to church, I go to Sunday school. That's not enough.
A little dab won't do you.
It won't do you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We
were desperate, so we were really good. We were hungry.
You were digging in.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to do, like you said.
We were in debt. We didn't have anything as far as the world goods are concerned.
Yes.
Had an old car, project rent house. And but Brother Hagin was having those seminars when we were living there in Tulsa.
Oh, Gloria.
And so we got the glory of God. We got the Word. The faith came.
And as I understand the story, those are the only times he really had those
he didn't have them very
quarterly
long.
Seminars.
He had 10-day seminars.
10-day
seminars. For every quarter.
Ten days.
Night and day. And we'd slip and slide. If the ice was there, we did not miss whatever we had to do.
Do you remember when we had 30 days of glory here on the property?
Yes, I do.
Gloria came to me one time and said to me, George, what would it be like for us to have church for 30 days? And you said, let's try. So we did.
It was awesome.
1998, September of 1998. 30 days. We had meetings in the morning. And we had meetings in the night. The only time we had off was Saturday morning to do the laundry. And then we were back to it again. And I really believe... believe that those 30 days of glory catapulted us into a place that we needed to be. That was total immersion.
Yeah, that's right. That's
total immersion. There is... I'll read these couple of statements to you. We have a greater capacity. We have a greater faith capacity that has remained untouched, underutilized, and underdeveloped.
That's right.
So spiritually, there are no limits to what we can do, no limits to what we can have. So the question here is, and this is what we're launching out in the next few days, how do we break through the limits and enlarge our faith capacity? We do that through the principle of total immersion.
You said it. Even when you get totally immersed in the Word, you have to stay totally
you
immersed
have to
in
stay
the
totally
Word,
immersed.
Or the faith doesn't stay strong.
Yeah. Yeah, well, in the same way that
faith
you
comes
eat.
By hearing.
You have to eat every day
to
stay strong.
That's a good application.
Brother Hagin has talked about people having, they'll have three square meals a day and one measly bite,
snack
a week in the Word.
See, that's not enough.
And that just won't produce. We're looking for something that will produce the results
Praise
in our lives.
God. Amen.
Total immersion will do it. And you know, When I first met Terry at ORU, we started dating each other, and she introduced me to Kenneth's tapes, and I started listening. I think the first thing I listened to was the I Have Returned record album. That was the first thing I actually heard of Kenneth. And then she started giving me these tapes. Well, our relationship developed, and by the end of the year, we were engaged. I mean, God was moving this thing along. Well, I came to Fort Worth at Christmas time, the Christmas break, and sat down with Kenneth, talked to him. I kind of got the cart before the horse. You're supposed to ask the father-in-law first before you, but anyway, we were moving along, and he asked me, he said, George, what do you want to be? What is it that you want? I mean, I'm 22 years old. He says, what is it? What are you aspiring to? And I said, I want to be a man of God.
That was the right answer.
And I remember his look. He was like this. He said, I'm going to give you my Bible course. I thought Bible course. I thought maybe he'd give
me a quarterly, probably.
A little. This is 1976, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking about a little quarterly, you know, a leaflet or something at best. So I got back to ORU, and a few days after I got back to school from the Christmas break, they called me from the post office and said, come get your boxes. And I just found this out recently. Your brother, Richard Neese, was the one who packed my boxes.
And you had a few tapes?
Kenneth Copeland sent me every tape album that he had, every message. And I tore into those boxes, and I started with the first series, The Image of God in You.
Yes.
And I listened, 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 and I listened. And I did not put those tapes down. I still have in my collection some of those original ones, because I gave many of them away as I got involved in this. Mm-hmm. But Gloria, when I, at that point in time, I guess you could really say, In January of 1976, I started to become totally immersed in the Word of God. And that's the way my faith has grown.
Hallelujah.
Through these years. Yeah. And the scripture for the biblical principle of total immersion is found in Proverbs chapter 4. Mm-hmm. If you look at verse 20 through 22, it says,
scripture.
My son, attend to my words.
And that you could say, give attention to.
Give attention to, exactly. Focus. Mm-hmm. Focus on the Word of God. That's what you and Kenneth did. You were so focused on the Word of God.
That's right.
So, my son, attend to my word. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Why? For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all of their flesh.
Now, how do you keep them in the midst of your heart? By inclining your ear and keeping it in your
keeping
words.
Keeping it before you. That's it.
In the midst
That's it.
Of your heart.
Really, Gloria, when you boil it down, that is the major key to the development of
it
our
is.
Faith.
It absolutely is.
You can't let
faith
the
comes
word
by
go.
Hearing.
I heard somebody say one time, you can't take a faith vacation.
And hearing by the word.
And hearing by the word. A couple of these notes that I wrote here.
Well, you get to where you don't want to take a faith vacation.
No, you don't. No.
This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
Yep.
And once you have a taste of victory, you sure don't want to go back.
Once you have a taste of victory,
you don't
want to go back. You don't want to step back. That's going to become a gloriousm here.
Okay, good.
So what I did was I found, first of all, with all of the new faith projects we have going on, I realized that I need to step up my faith. I want to come up to the next level. I want to, there were some, as I wrote here, there were some chokeholds that needed to be broken. There were some limitations that had to be conquered. So what
That's
I did...
Good.
In point three, I began to meditate on what I needed to do to enlarge my capacity to receive all that we're standing for. And Gloria, what the Lord did was took me right back to the basics.
You don't meditate on the things you need. You meditate to enlarge your capacity to receive. Is that
you
right?
Don't, yeah, you don't meditate on the things
you need.
You don't meditate on the things you need. Mm-mm. You meditate on what it takes to enlarge your
capacity.
The
Word of God concerning that. That's right.
If you notice I'm repeating it, I'm doing it for the writers because they're writing these gems.
That we get good things.
Gloria, you tell me all the time, you say, you need to write a book about this, you need to write a book about that. We need to put together a book of your gloriousms. That's
okay.
What we need to do. So the Lord took me back to the very basics of what you have taught me. I'm telling you guys, I'm just telling you what they taught me. I just put it in a two-week format. But this is exactly what they taught me. And so the Lord took me back for the last 40 years of what you've taught me. And the Lord...
Have you been around that long?
I have.
We're so glad.
and I am glad. This is my 40th year.
Praise
in
God.
In June of this year will be 40 years at Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Done an awesome
Never,
job.
You know, some people think to themselves, you've been in one place for all that time? Never a dull moment. Never in 40 years.
Ooh,
there has
hallelujah.
Never been a dull moment there. There's never been a time where we all sat back and went, whew,
we're through.
We're done with this for a while. No, the Lord told me to implement a total immersion program that would help me break through the limitations.
That's what we did. We didn't know what to call it.
That's what you're doing.
But that's what we did.
It was a total immersion program. You know, Gloria, the very first time we
and enlarge your capacity to receive.
Yes.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
That's good, George.
I remember before Terry and I started dating, she was on my sister wing at ORU, and...
Well, isn't that convenient?
It was very convenient. And we had been acquainted with each other, but we weren't like connected to each other yet. And right before that happened, she invited her brother wing to come hear her dad speak. It was at a church called Sheridan Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Brother Hagin's meeting. I'm sure you were there.
Probably 68 or 69.
It was 70, 75.
Oh, much later.
It was in the fall of 75. And that night, the place was packed. It was overflowing. They put the ORU students in the choir loft.
Yeah, I
sat in the
that.
Choir loft right
I
behind.
Remember that.
And so she said, my dad's preaching. So I went to hear him preach. And they introduced Kenneth Hagin. And I heard the word Kenneth. I thought, well, Matt, maybe that's her father. So that wasn't her father.
So
then they introduced.
He hadn't been around very long.
They introduced Kenneth Hagin Jr. I thought, well, that's not her father. So they finally introduced Kenneth Copeland. And honestly, that night, my life was completely changed. I got filled with the Spirit that night.
Praise God.
He was preaching about the force of wisdom and how you draw up that wisdom mm-hmm. by praying in tongues. And there was a supernatural connection that was made that night. I was hungry for that
Praise
word.
Praise God.
And so what I had to do from that point on, what we have
everything
to do...
Everything changes when you do that.
Everything. Everything. What we have to do, Gloria, in the process of total immersion is the process of renewing our minds. Mm-hmm. In order for your faith to come up to the next level, you're going to have to renew your mind to the Word. You're going to have to renew your mind to what God sees.
In other words, you're going to have to change your mind to agree with what the Word says.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. You have
Amen.
To change your mind to that. And that scripture, I'll just read it to you. It's not on the notes here, but it says... in Romans 12, 2, be not conformed to this world,
right.
Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect
so
will of God.
So you can walk out the will of God.
Exactly.
Says it right there, That's doesn't it. It?
So in the last few minutes of this, Gloria, why don't we, these are broken up into paragraphs. Let me do one, you do one, we'll comment on
okay.
it. But this came from Brother Copeland's book on the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. He has no sorrow with it. And it's all about the renewing of your mind and the enlarging of your faith and the principle of total immersion. I'll read the first one.
All right.
For the Word to produce results in your life, you must give it your attention mm-hmm. by spending time studying it and meditating on it. How much attention do I have to give it, Brother Copeland?
That depends on the kind of results you want. 10% Word will produce 10% results.
Mm.
50% Word will give you 50% results. 100% Word will give you 100%
so
results.
That's what happened to you and Kenneth
Hallelujah.
In
that's
Tulsa
right.
when you
that's
were going
right.
to Brother Hagin's and you were studying the Word, and Kenneth was with Brother Roberts on the road. You were studying
Seeing
the
miracles.
Bible. You were.
I was at home without any money.
You were totally immersed in the Word of God.
I was.
Well, Kenneth says, when I first began learning about faith as a student at ORU, I needed major results fast. So I jumped in at the 100% level. I like that. I like
yeah,
that.
Sounds we need, like he does.
We need to jump in at the 100% level.
That's good.
He said, I used a technique that I'd read that the U.S. government used to train translators
yes,
during
that's
World
right.
War II called total immersion.
He did.
At the beginning of the war, there wasn't time for translators to become fluent at a normal rate. To speed up the process, they were surrounded 100% with the language they were learning. Research proved if they didn't hear or speak anything but that language, it literally made new grooves in their brains and they became fluent in 6 weeks or less.
Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
Praise God.
So read that next paragraph, Gloria.
While I was thinking about that, the Lord spoke to me. This is still Ken speaking.
Mm-hmm.
He said, son, if you'll do that, if you'll totally immerse yourself in the Word and give yourself to it for just a period of a week, it will change your entire future.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Yep. Yep.
It will change the direction of your life. Your life will rise to a new level and will never
go back.
Nope.
He said, I decided to put it to the test.
Mm-hmm.
I got my Bible, my notebook, and a few tapes on faith I had by Brother Kenneth E. Hagin and set up a study hall for myself in our little garage. I told Gloria, when you called me for a meal, if I'm not there in 5 minutes, you and the kids go ahead and eat.
Yep.
I was going to feed on the Word.
You
go
did.
Ahead, Gloria.
Where am I? I was reading about.
I locked myself
in there for 7 days.
Woo.
The only time I came inside was to eat every once in a while and to go to sleep at night. When I did come in, the only thing Gloria and I talked about was faith and the Word. We didn't discuss anything else for the whole time.
When I was out there listening to a tape and Kenneth Hagin referred to a scripture, I'd stop the tape. I'd read the whole book that contained the verse. Then I'd turn the tape player back on and started listening again. By the end of that 7-day period, exactly what the Lord had said came to pass. The Word became a solid foundation in my life. Gloria, that's exactly what I did when I started listening to Kenneth at
Praise
ORU.
God.
And I still have the notes at home of
And I did that with Brother Hagin.
Writing one thing after another, after another, after another. Go ahead, read that next
paragraph. In one week, the Word changed my thinking. I mean, it doesn't take long. You don't know it all in a week.
It doesn't.
But you get enough to change your thinking.
That's right.
In total immersion.
That's
in a
right.
week. It revolutionized the way I saw things. I didn't know much, Brother Copeland says, but what I did know was embedded so deeply.
Yep.
That you couldn't beat it out of me with a bat. From the first time, faith became my way of life. I didn't live by faith just now, and then when I found myself in a crunch, I did it every day. In other words, it wasn't ongoing, but when trouble came, he got in it. Is that the way you take that?
That's it, that's it. And so, Gloria, we are to totally immerse ourselves in the Word of God if you're really serious about
That's
your faith,
right.
if you're really serious about living debt-free, if you're really serious, as we are around here, there are challenges that the Lord has put before us. We've gone from a 10,000-seat facility to a 50,000, believing for a 50,000-seat facility, and the Lord said to me, your faith needs to come up a little bit. So that's what I've been working on, and that's what we are doing here. That's what you need
Amen.
To do right there.
Glory to God. George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.